Harlequin Audio is proud to bring you Murder Takes the High Road by Josh Lanyon, performed by Gary Furlong. Chapter 1. That saying about pride going before a fall, I was aching with the impact of my landing as I stood in the bar area of the Caledonian Inn, trying not to watch Trevor and his new boyfriend meeting and greeting our fellow tour members that first night in Scotland.
"We should be staying at the Argyle Hotel," Rose Lane was saying. She was about 70, tall and slender, her silver hair grazing her shoulders in a long page boy. She looked like an elderly fashion model. According to her tour group bio, she was a retired accountant from Portland, Oregon. Or maybe the accountant was the tall woman with curly brown hair, lurking on the edge of the noisy room. The bios and faces had begun to blur after the first 6 introductions. Rose was still talking. Everyone in the room seemed to be talking, which was natural. They were thrilled to be here. Me, not so much.
"And that's where Vanessa murdered the bishop in Pray for Mercy. Besides, it's a much nicer hotel," Rose said.
"The Argyle is probably more expensive," I replied, watching Trevor smile into Vance's blue eyes, which were close-set and a little beady, if you asked me. Of course, no one, particularly Trevor, was asking me. And anyway, aside from being cross-eyed, Vance was an undeniably good-looking guy. Taller than me, darker than me, everything more than me, it seemed. That probably sounded like I still had feelings for Trevor, and I did. Anger, hurt, bitterness. I did not want him back. I wouldn't have had him back if he'd been offered to me on a silver quake.
That didn't mean I wasn't still torn.